It is a Patriots Monday, and Gerard Mayo will be on the show on a Mayo Monday at 9:30. And we'll see if it is business as usual when it comes to the quarterback Sunday against the 49ers, or if there is a change of foot when it comes to the New England Patriots.
Just go for it, man. Change it up. It's the worst that can happen.
What do the Patriots talk about when it comes to the quarterback, Greg, every week when we ask?
The plan. There was a plan. Yes.
Right. I have an idea for a Tupac rejoin because the plan is to tell you that I understand.
All right.
You are appreciated.
Well, you know the famous quote by Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan.
Until you assume about us.
Nope. Until you get punched in the face.
Until you get punched in the face. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Listen, I mean, from the outside, you would look, I guess, at the Jacoby Brissett experiment and say it doesn't appear to be working, but Gerard Mayo was there every day, and so he may know differently.
Well, let's ask this simple question to the room, and if there are Washington football fans, Denver football fans, Chicago football fans out there, and say, by those guys playing, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, is it hurting their growth and development, or is it giving them
the players' growth?
The players, or is it giving them the experience that they need to learn from some of the mistakes that they make, try to improve on those mistakes every week, and then when it's all said and done and the season's over and they go back to evaluate or look at what they did, say, here's where I got to really work in the offseason to get better. I think that's all it's doing for organizations. It's just putting those guys a lot further along than a guy like Drake May.
Well, yeah. I mean, you used the third pick in the NFL draft on him.
Yeah. Yep.
You evaluated him, maybe not with the same focus that Jerry Jones apparently evaluates his players, based on the unfortunate Instagram Live that he was caught up in. But
I see every Jerry Jones story now in the context of Kraft seeing it and throwing something.
Well, he's pretty good at his evaluation when it comes to players, I mean.
Yes. Some things
Michael
I don't know
Parsons,
why we needed to know.
He's very into the size of the foot.
You know, I mean, it's big in football where they measure your hands and your wingspan.
But that's an old man thing, like having no idea that Jamie Foxx is going Instagram Live while you're talking. That's an unfortunate scenario.
That is true.
Well, Shannon Sharp ran into the same issue. Yeah.
Greg, is it? To me, it's clear that there are separate demands from Gerard Mayo and the front office. Gerard Mayo is taxed with winning as much as possible as soon as he can. And Elliot Wolf is taxed with building a team that is headed towards playoffs, championship, all that. And Elliot Wolf wants there to be more patience, wants there to be more around Drake May, because Elliot Wolf's future is tied directly to the success or failure of the quarterback he chose at three.
Yeah.
Whereas Gerard Mayo sees Jacoby Brissett and sees that he is totally incapable of elevating the players around him. So that's why after the game you have Gerard Mayo say, everything's up in the air, we'll meet with the coaches, and then the next morning he acts like he never said that by saying that Jacoby's the quarterback, I'm behind him 100%.
Yeah. But then why wouldn't Elliot Wolf, if he knows it's about putting the best things around Drake May, then put the best things around him? Like, why wouldn't you get an offensive lineman in free agency or maybe trade for somebody?
Because it's up to Robert Kraft, and Kraft is paying Bill Belichick $30 million to do nothing.
Well, he tried to when it came to at least one wide receiver weapon, was Brandon Ayuk.
Right, what about the
player didn't want to come here or was just using you as leverage.
But you had O-line issues. I give him credit for that, for going after Brandon Ayuk and be willing to spend the money. But why not say, okay, well, we need a wide receiver, but we also need help at the offensive line. Why not do that as well?
Yeah, that's weird.
And I don't really...
Unless Elliot Wolf wants them to lose games so they end up with another great pick this year. I mean, I don't think
anybody coaches that way.
He doesn't coach that way, but he might manage that way.
I don't think anybody... You think he's managing to lose football games?
He shouldn't have that job then.
I don't know.
Coming off the seasons that they just came off of, if that's his goal for this season, then that's embarrassing.
Well, we will get to talk to Gerard Mayo about all of this coming up at 9:30. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason before that at 8. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
The news.
And I am not lying to you that I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Oh, Wallace Wally Amos.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Several bulls were on the loose in North Attleboro yesterday. Mitch has some video footage of this all going down. They escaped from a rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying.
There were like eight bulls.
Yeah.
That were like, who has a rodeo at a mall?
Right.
I mean, I understand that you're trying to get people back to the brick and mortar, but I mean, it doesn't seem like a very safe place for it.
No.
And then they were running around the North and the South Attleboro for the whole entire afternoon.
Yeah. It took several hours to get them all corralled. They finally did about 3 miles away from the mall.
They're like, freedom!
Right.
Jesus. Look at them run. Wow. Yeah.
That could have done some damage.
A lot of damage. Here's one witness, Kyle Macy on CBS Boston.
I noticed they were getting closer, so I told my daughter, I was like, I think they're on the loose. Although I still didn't really believe it because it's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. Who does that at the mall and then puts up the most flimsiest fence possible?
Oh, well, they're trying to get people back to the mall.
Right.
Yeah.
Supply chain.
Other than Chime, who spends a lot of time at the mall.
I love the mall.
Yeah.
I'm going to the mall today.
What? You are?
Ooh, yeah. Which mall?
Natick Collection.
Nice.
Great for walking before the stores open.
Why do you need to go to a mall? You can get anything you want on Amazon.
Oh, I think it's just so enjoyable sometimes.
Really? It's way more fun to go to an actual store than to buy stuff on
Amazon.
Try
things on.
Are you going to get some specifically?
I'm going... You'll see on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Flex?
Right. Yeah. Right. But yeah, going to go look do some fall shopping.
Yeah, okay. So basically, Courtney's going to the mall because she has some type of endorsement deal with some store at the mall.
No.
That's why she's going.
I just like to go to the mall to go to the mall.
I like to go to the mall to go to the mall as well.
Yeah, okay.
And I always go to Natick. The Massachusetts State Police have suspended full contact boxing training activities between trainees after the death of 25-year-old Enrique Delgado Garcia on September 13th. We can hear from former state police instructor Todd McGee on BZ.
You are in an environment where it's a boxing contest, and at that time, you're defending yourself as well as you're being offensively minded. The instruction certainly shouldn't be to go and knock your fellow trainee's head off their shoulders. That's not the objective.
Right. Yeah. Somebody throwing the white towel. I mean, Jesus.
Probably a good idea. I mean, you do obviously you need to be trained in how to protect yourself, and but not what happened there.
Right. Like Courtney said, something smells fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah.
A youth football concession stand in Kingston was robbed of all their candy and snacks. This is devastating. Silver Lake Youth Football has its concessions there, and Jackie Arena, who's the manager of concessions, discussed someone smashing the building's glass windows to rob the place clean.
Oh,
geez.
They said that they had prepared salads that they had made, but they also had candy, snacks, everything. This seems like a job that you have done in your fatherhood.
Rob one?
No.
You're always required to work the snack shack. In fact, I believe on the old show, me and LB went out and worked the snack shack for several little leagues and for youth football, and we did it as a public service.
Wow.
And we were sampling the snacks while we were there, and I mean, you know,
I don't think these curly fries are done yet. Let me try another.
It was actually the only days they lost a profit.
It's like, you know, when you find a good one, like, you know, everybody has hot dogs, everybody has a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But when you find one where they make the chili and then they do the chili fries, or
did you have a favorite?
Wow.
They're making the pulled pork. Yeah, no, I mean we had a lot.
There has to be a school that has stood out in your mind of having the best concessions.
It's so long ago, Courtney. I don't remember.
It's pretty impressive.
This is unfortunate. This is in Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston.
This is unfortunate because if I remember correctly, the program there, the youth football program, they were going to take this money. And they were going to pay you $100,000 to coach the fifth graders, which was it seemed like a little excessive.
Well,
when it came to how
it's actually a lot less than I would normally charge.
Yeah,
Somebody still owes me some money that is can't be found.
And let me just say this, Courtney, a little hack for those that enjoy a snack in South Boston.
Mm-hmm.
On a very nice day, big lines at Sully's. There is a very good Sal's on the Lagoon.
Yes.
Oh. Right in the, I think it's Kelly, not Kelly, the rink right across from Pleasure Bay.
Yeah.
It's very good. Nice little Adirondack chairs in front. Lovely spot.
Are they giving Sully's a run for their money when it comes to dogs?
Don't do dogs. It's pizza. It's like part of the Sal's chain, but they also have like chicken tenders and nuggets.
Sal's arancini, by the way, slap.
I was in your neighborhood on Saturday night where you went to Reno's.
All right.
Lindsay and I went to dinner with Julia Hill, and I put the pesto eggplant appetizer up on my Instagram, and people are telling me it looked disgusting.
It didn't look good.
It didn't look good?
I'm sure it tasted delicious, but
presentation?
It just wasn't.
All right. Check it
what's
out.
What's wrong with the presentation? It's overflowing with pesto sauce. Well, it's the greatest appetizer ever.
There's no such thing as too much pesto.
It's fried eggplant stuffed with mozzarella and tomatoes and then covered in a delicious pesto cream sauce. I mean,
it really is about presentation, but I know the food over at Reno's spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sure it tasted unreal, but I did see the photo and say, bad angle maybe.
It was tasting great. All right.
A work arrest.
You didn't like it because there wasn't a boob in it.
Nope.
You only like pictures when there's a boob out, accidentally.
Nope. A work irrational fear, a bucket truck was stolen in North Carolina by a guy, Frank Moody. Frank was released from jail just 2 hours earlier and decided to get back into his old ways. When he stole the truck, the boom arm was extended and a worker was still up in the bucket.
Oh. The guy was in it?
Yes.
So he sped off in the truck with the dude in the
bucket.
Correct.
With it extended. So the way down. Yeah. The worker injured his leg, but is going to be okay. Here's one area resident on WSOC TV.
I've been up 80 feet, and you're that far up in the air. Just the wind can shift and make you move, rock back 2 or 3 feet. He had to be terrified.
Oh, that's scary.
Just driving around the neighborhood in a stolen car with your boy way up in the sky.
Isn't that what you were in, Curtis? Like a bucket?
Yeah.
And James?
James and I went up an Eversource bucket and went up about 100 feet above the Esplanade. Ooh. It was awesome. I mean, I should have gotten $5 off my $2,000 in Eversource bills, but it was a lovely experience.
Did James say, "Daddy, I thought we didn't do manual labor in this family"?
No, he said, "Oh, I think that's my daddy down there." I was like, "Oh, God."
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news next, including an update on the woman from Australia whose mission this year was to sleep with 600 dudes, and it's not going well.
Yeah, she's a little bit behind.
Not going as well as expected. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.